idam
idam
hi
hi
pungsa
pungsa
tapasa
tapasa
shrutasya
shrutasya
va
va
swishtasya
swishtasya
suktasya
suktasya
cha
cha
buddhi
buddhi
dattayo
dattayo
avichuto
avichuto
artaha
artaha
kavibhir
kavibhir
nirupito
nirupito
yad
yad
uttama
uttama
shloka
shloka
guna
guna
anuvarnanam
anuvarnanam
idang hi pungsah tapasah shrutasya va
idang hi pungsah tapasah shrutasya va
Swishtasya suktasya cha buddhi dattayo
Swishtasya suktasya cha buddhi dattayo
Avichyutortah kavibir nirupito
Avichyutortah kavibir nirupito
Yaduttamashloka gunanu varnanam
Yaduttamashloka gunanu varnanam
Idang hi pungsah tapasah shrutasya va
Idang hi pungsah tapasah shrutasya va
Swishtasya suktasya cha buddhi dattayo
Swishtasya suktasya cha buddhi dattayo
Avichyutortah kavibir nirupito
Avichyutortah kavibir nirupito
Yaduttamashloka gunanu varnanam
Yaduttamashloka gunanu varnanam
Idang hi pungsah tapasah shrutasya va
Idang hi pungsah tapasah shrutasya va
Swishtasya suktasya cha buddhi dattayo
Swishtasya suktasya cha buddhi dattayo
Avichyutortah kavibhir nirupito
Avichyutortah kavibhir nirupito
Yaduttamashloka gunanu varnanam
Yaduttamashloka gunanu varnanam
Translation. Learned circles have positively concluded that the infallible purpose of the advancement of knowledge, namely austerities, study of the Vedas, sacrifice, chanting of hymns, and charity, culminates in the transcendental descriptions of the Lord, who is defined in choice poetry.
Idang hipong sastava sasutasava, sistasa suktasa jabutta dattayo, avichito artha kavibhi nirupita, jaduttamasloka gunanvarna. So, this is our mission that find out the original cause, that is scientific research. So all the scientists, they are trying to find out the original cause. That is advancement of education. They are analyzing one after another. But till now they could not find it out. Big scientists have tried, but they could not. Only theory, this is the original cause, this is the original cause. But we do not depend on the theories. We depend on the Vedic conclusion. We do not require to make any research. Just like ordinarily we say there are 900,000 forms of body in the water. We get it from Vedic knowledge. Jalajanam lakhani. Now, the biologist, let them confirm it or deny it, because they cannot confirm it because their knowledge is experimental. Unless they find it actually, my actual experience that there are so many living forms within the water, they cannot say yes. Neither they are able to find it out. Is it not? The position. First of all, if we say to the biologist that there are 900,000 different forms of life or species within the water, they will say, how it is you are affirming so positively without experiment, without research, they will say. Then we will ask, then you say, that they cannot say. This is their position. They'll say, in future there is no question. You do not know now, admit this. So this is their position. Therefore, this experimental knowledge is always imperfect. Always imperfect. It cannot be perfect because our experience, our power of perception, advancement of knowledge, they are imperfect. They are deficiency. Therefore, for perfect knowledge, you have to approach the perfect. We accept Lord Krishna as the perfect, and his bona fide representative is also perfect. How he is perfect, Krishna may be perfect, one may admit, but how he is bona fide representative is also perfect. So the answer is, the bona fide representative of Krishna, he does not say anything beyond Krishna. That is perfect. He may be imperfect, it doesn't matter. But he is receiving knowledge from the perfect and is simply repeating that knowledge. That is the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jare dakho tare koho, koho Krishna kotha. Jare dakho tare koho Krishna kotha. Amar agyay guru haiya taro ei desh. Jare dakho tare koho Krishna upadesh. You don't speak your upadesh, your instruction. That is nonsense. What you are? That is the defect of the modern civilization. They simply want to instruct by his experience. But what is your experience? They are all imperfect. But they are persisting. Now, we cannot accept any knowledge without experiment. Is it not the position?
Experiments.
And that the scientist will say, why we shall accept Krishna's version as perfect? Do they not say like that?
Yes.
But they cannot give any perfect information, the theory. So our process is to take Krishna, not on our, this is the parampara system, all the acharyas, Ramana acharya, Madhva acharya, they take Krishna's version as perfect. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says therefore, that you do not instruct anything which is manufactured by you. Do not instruct. Because you are imperfect, your manufacture or your theories, then imperfect. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Jare dakho tare koho Krishna upadesh. This is perfection. If you say Krishna's upadesh, instruction, then it is perfect. And if you say your experimental instruction, then it is imperfect. Here it is said that idam nipunsas tapasas, every knowledge Just like here is our doctor, Swarup Damodar. He has got the doctorate title. You have seen your book. It is a learned scholarship, research work. That is nice. But he has admitted the original cause is Krishna. So we are asking everyone that whatever knowledge you have got, it doesn't matter whether you are a chemist or physicist or an engineer or a medical man, and there are so many, lawyer, politician, so many departmental knowledge. So one becomes doctor and expert by high research work. For the last, how many years in USA?
5 years.
5 years. After 5 years hard work and placing the CCs amongst the learned scholars, they admitted, yes, it is very nice research work. Now they have offered him the PhD. So it is tapasya. Tapasya. Without tapasya, you cannot get any credit. That is not possible. If one wants to get credit immediately without tapasya, that is bogus. Therefore it is said tapasya and sutasya. Sutasya means hearing from the authorities by attending lectures of the professors, of the scientific scholars, hearing or Vedic knowledge. So anyway, everyone is getting knowledge, perfection, by tapasya, by austerity, by learned scholarship. Here it is said that these things are required for describing Krishna. These things are required for describing Krishna. Not only theory, but actually to prove that this knowledge is there. Krishna is full of all opulences. And it is said jnana. Jnana vairagya chaiva sarayati bhagangana. What is the beginning? Aishajyasya samagrasya bijasya jasasya sriya. Krishna means he is the full opulent personality of Godhead with all riches, all reputation, all beauty, all knowledge. That you have to prove. Any department of knowledge, you have to prove that this knowledge is coming from Krishna. Sarvakarana karanam, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Radi Govinda Sarvakarana karanam. That is Krishna consciousness. Let me sit down properly. That is a scholarship. You make research work. But in this Shastra it is said that Krishna is the original person of this departmental knowledge. Suppose you are a lawyer. So Krishna gives the law. This is research. Just actually Krishna gives. What is Krishna gives? Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam saranam. This is law. The first giver of law is Krishna, that you give up all nonsense, surrender unto me. This is law. Then you'll understand everything. Manmana bhavavad bhakta vajyaji mang namaskuru. Religion means the law given by Krishna or God. That is religion. Otherwise, it is not religion. That is cheating. Dharma prujita koitavatra. This is cheating religion. If you do not follow Krishna, that is cheating. Krishna means, when I say Krishna, Krishna means God. God is one, there is Krishna. Others, they admit that God is one, but they do not know who is that one God. There is a difference. There is a difference between us and others. They do not know, just like if I say, John, have you got any father? So he'll say, yes, I've got my father. Then who is your father? I do not know. That's not very good credit. Because without father and mother, there is no existence. So everyone knows I've got a father. But who is my father? That I do not know. At least in India, one who cannot say his father's name, immediately he becomes degraded. Just like the Jawal Satyakam. Jawal Satyakam, he went to Gautama Muni, please initiate me. And according to Vedic, initiation is meant for the Brahmana. Brahmana, Kshatriya and Vaishya, not for the Shudras. Shudras are not initiated. And in the Kali Yuga, because everyone is a Shudra, therefore he is first of all given training to become a Brahmana. Then the sacred thread is offered. This is the process. Actually, initiation cannot be given to anyone except to Brahmana. So, Kalau Shudra Sambhava. In the Kali Yuga, everyone is Shudra. That is to be accepted, without any disagreement. Kalu Shuddha Sambhava. Because they have no sanskar, asanskrita kriyahina, mlecha. One who is not undergone the reformatory processes, garbhadhan sanskar, upanayan sanskar, there are 10 kinds of sanskars, reformatory. One who has not gone, or one is not permitted to undergo the sanskar, he is Shudra. Sanskarat bhavet dija. Everyone is born Shudra. By reformatory method, he becomes twice born. By the spiritual master and Vedic knowledge. Vedic knowledge is the mother, and spiritual master is the father. In this way, Jawal Upanishad, he was asked by Gautama Muni, who is your father? So he said that I do not know. Then go to your mother, ask her. The mother could not say that I do not know who is your father. I had connection with so many men. So he came back to Gautama Muni, sir, my mother also does not know. She said that she had many connections, I do not know who is particularly a father. But Gautama Muni immediately accepted, yes, you are Brahman, because you are truthful. Nobody dares to say like that I do not know my father's name. My mother said that, yes, she had many connections. Because you are truthful, satya sama dama titikha, so by the quality, he was accepted immediately and was initiated, that you have the qualities of Brahman. My Brahman will speak truth even to his enemy. If the enemy comes, if a rogue comes, how much money you have got in a box? The Brahman will say, yes, I have got $100. Just like the other day, the custom examination in Bombay, and so our Brahmananda Maharaj was asked, what is the value? No, I purchased it. What is the value? $200. He did not say that I am using it for a long time. No, it is new aperture. That's all right. Yeah. But Kali Yuga is so implicated that sometimes we have to speak the untruth. But it is the business of the Brahmana to speak the truth. No untruth. In this way, our proposition is that if we want perfection, then in whatever position we are, either I am a Brahmana, or I am a Kshatriya, or I am a Vaishya, or I am a Shudra, it doesn't matter. If we simply take this vow that Krishna is the original cause of everything. Shudra is also the original cause is Krishna. Krishna says in the Srimad Bhagavatam that he is the cause of the Shudras. We should not hate anyone because everyone is born of Krishna. Aham bijapada pita, Krishna says. Sarvajonishu. It doesn't matter in what form the living entity is there, but Krishna claims that he is the father. He is the father. So either Brahmana or Kshatriya or Vaishya or Shudra or Mlecha or Javan or white, black, European, American, anyone, he should know that the original cause is Krishna. This is perfect. Idam hi pungsas tapasas sutas sava shishtasya suttasya ca buddhi dattayo abhichita artha kavi bini jad uttama sloka. So if everyone says that the original cause of my existence is Krishna, this is Krishna consciousness. It doesn't matter. Not that the Brahmana is the mouth of Krishna. And Kshatriya is the arm of Krishna. And Vaishya is the belly of Krishna. And Shudra is the leg of Krishna. But do we distinguish that here is Krishna's mouth or head? All the flowers should be offered here, not to the leg. Do we make any such distinction? When you worship Krishna, our first duty is to offer to the lotus feet of Krishna. And Krishna says that Shudra, Bhagavad says, Shudra is the leg. There may be distinction of profession, occupation, caste, creed, color. It doesn't matter. But if everyone tries to become Krishna conscious, that the original cause of my existence is Krishna, then there is life. Life is perfect. This is our Krishna consciousness. Not blindly, but by research work. Now, how the original cause is Krishna? Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhava, matta sarvam pravartate. I am the original cause of everything. Everything emanates from me. How can I deny that Krishna is not Krishna? This is Krishna consciousness. Therefore, those who are advanced devotee, he does not see anything else but Krishna, because Krishna is the cause of everything. That is required. That is Krishna consciousness. So, we should not take anything neglectfully, neither we should be careless to take care of Krishna's property, Krishna's living being, Krishna's house, Krishna's temple, Krishna's business, Krishna's everything, Krishna. Ishavasam idam sarvam yat kinchit jagatyangam. If we think like that, then that is perfect Krishna. Manmana bhavamad bhakta. We may think, see varieties of things. It doesn't matter. But if we know that the original cause of this thing is Krishna, that is perfect. We are saying this table, it is wood. But if we know, it is a fact. You know or no, no, not know, that doesn't matter. The original cause is Krishna. The microphone, the original cause is Krishna. This kartar, the original cause is Krishna. This picture, original cause is Krishna. Everything. That is Krishna consciousness. And it is fair, not that we are imagining. Just take for example, this material things. Material things, this table. How it is caused by Krishna? Krishna says, Bhumi rapa analo vayu khangamano buddhiri vacha. Bhumi, this earth, binna prakiti me astadha, that is my energy. So, the bhumi, the earth, is the cause of the tree, wood, and the wood is the cause of this table. Therefore, originally, Krishna is the cause of it. There is no doubt about it. Anything you take, either you take this wood, or you take this water, or this take ether, or chemical, the original cause is Krishna. Now, to be ascertained, education, that why it is called Krishna is the original. That is research work. How it has, just like I give you the hint of research work, that Krishna says that the earth is my energy, separated energy. And earth is the cause of the wood, and wood is the cause of the fire. Fire is the cause of melting. So many. You go. Idaṅga paṅsa sapada kabhi bhi nirūpita. Describe the attributes of Krishna. You can write. Just like you can write a volume of books on this table. If you are intelligent enough, you can make research work on the table. But in that research work, conclude that Krishna is the whole. A carpenter, he can write about Krishna, if he's thought. Anyone. Therefore it is said, jad uttama sloka gunanu bannam. Whatever your profession is there, you know that the original cause is Krishna. Now make research work and find out how Krishna is the original cause. That is education. That is one. Am I right?
Yes,
sir. Yes. So everyone can write books. Everyone wants to write books, wants to show some scholarship. Do it. But the conclusion should be that here is the original cause. And it is already said in the Shastra. Krishna personally says that aham sarvasya prabhava. Matta sarvam pravartate iti matya bhajanti maang buddha bhava samadhi. This is buddha. Those who are actually educated, they are called buddha, in full knowledge. So there are departmental knowledge. So by research work, when one understands that Krishna is the original cause of everything, then that is siddhanta. Therefore Chaitanya Chaitamrita says that siddhanta bolya chitte nakaro alas ya haite krishne rage sudhira manas. Siddhanta, conclusion. Try to study. Krishna says, I am the origin of everything. So whatever subject matter you have got, you study. Then when you come to this conclusion, yes, actually Krishna is the original cause, then your devotion of Krishna immediately increases. If you accept blindly Krishna, that is one thing, another one thing. And if you study, make research work, and find out Krishna is the original cause, then your love for Krishna will increase. So this is required. This is required. So, this verse is very important thing, and everyone should make research one. But a devotee, one who has concluded, one who has perfectly known that Krishna is the original cause of everything, he hasn't got to do anything. He is business is finished. He doesn't require anymore to go undergo severe austerities to find out whether Krishna is cause or not cause. Because he has already known. He has already known. Aradhita jadi haris tapasa tata kim namar tapasa chant Hare Krishna. But if you have got doubt, make research. You will come to the conclusion. But if you have concluded it, yes, Krishna is the original cause of everything, then your business is finished. Chant Hare Krishna. But if you have got doubt, then do it. That is your business. Don't be blind. Either you accept the words of Krishna. Krishna says, I am the original cause of everything. That's all right. If you believe that Krishna says, it is all right. If you do not believe, then make the research. And fall down. That is perfection. In both ways, you will have to come to this, because the fact is fact. Either, suppose somebody says, don't touch fire, it will burn your hand. If you accept it, your father's advice or your teacher's advice, don't touch fire, then it is as good. And if you want to make research, no, why shall I believe my father, my teacher? Let me experiment, touch. The result will be the same. But if you want to make experiment, do it. But come to this conclusion that Krishna is the original cause of everything. Then your life is perfect. Thank you very much.